U.S. Olympic wrestlers meet next week in Las Vegas to battle for spots on the team going to the Games in Beijing. Four contenders from Phoenix hope to make that team, but their task could be harder than the rest. That's because their coach is in prison. He has a hearing in an Arizona court today. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
You probably don't recognize the name Roman Rachlowski, but you may have seen him. In 2000 at the Sydney Olympics, Rachlowski was the coach shouting directions next to the mat as American wrestler Rulon Gardner scored one of the biggest upsets in Olympic history, beating Russian titan Alexander Karelin.
Oh my! Do you believe in miracles again? Rulon Gardner has upset the king!
Ah! 8 years later, Rachlowski is nowhere near the mat as his wrestlers practice in a Tempe, Arizona gym.
Well, we've been coaching ourselves.
Jeff Funicello hopes to win the trials and go to Beijing. But without his coach, he's at a disadvantage.
Coaches have to really know you and your style and the techniques that you do. Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do?
Coach Roman Rachlowski is sitting in a federal prison about 50 miles south in Florence, Arizona. He's not charged with a crime in the U.S. He's a Polish citizen, and the Polish government wants him extradited for falsifying a loan application. Mike Reeves is his lawyer in Phoenix.
Basically, bank fraud charges stemming from a loan that was obtained in about 1994.
Rachlowski denies the charges. He and his lawyer say they're just an excuse to keep him from coaching in the Olympics. The whole thing, they say, is tied to political corruption and the Polish mob. See, Greco-Roman wrestling may be low profile in the U.S.
But wrestling in Poland and Russia is similar to our NBA or NFL.
In fact, a number of high-level Polish government officials competed in wrestling, boxing, or judo. A few years ago, Roman Rachlowski wrote a book tying Polish officials and their wrestling background to organized crime. Then, last year, he accused the officials again in a Polish news interview. The extradition request came shortly after that interview. Rachlowski was arrested last November. His lawyer, Mike Reeves.
Oh, this is absolutely a revenge move for his exposing some of the corrupt practices back there, and also for him being willing to help the Americans become top-notch wrestlers.
A spokesman at the Polish embassy in Washington says he's familiar with the case but has no comment. A federal judge in Phoenix will hold a hearing this afternoon on a motion to allow Roman Rachlowski to leave prison on bond or with an ankle bracelet so he can coach at the upcoming Olympic trials. Ted Robbins, NPR News.